Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Today is one of those days, people. Not in a bad way, though. Not in a bad way. One of those days you might find me, well,
brilliant! Yes, indeed. I know.
I know this might be how you think of me all the time. The people that listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But today is going to be even better. Because the I told you so shall run rampant. Again, welcome people, 844-551-8255. You might be asking yourself today at some point during the program, how does he do it? How does this man come up with this stuff? How is he so brilliant? I don't want to speak for you. I don't want to think for you, though I am now doing exactly that. I don't want you to worry. You possess this quality, and I'm going to help bring it out in you, but I do want you to understand what your thought processes might be today. I know. Where does this genius come from? Is it truly a gift from God? And some of you, I'm told by my producers, think that I am, well, psychic. What's that? Psycho? Oh, sorry. Well, psychic, psycho, it's not that big of a difference, right? And at times, indeed, I will admit I am psycho. So are you. What do I speak of? Of what do I reference? Well, almost everything that the leftists touch. Joey Demento, crazy as ever. I shall prove this. And the media pretense of this charlatan makes me feel rather Shakespearean.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Jackson proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Thou other brothers canst deny. When a fair maiden walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a rotund thing in your face, thou gettest sprung. Want to pull up tough, 'cause you noticed that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she hath weareth. I am hooked, and I can't stop stareth. Oh, baby, I wanna get witcher and paint thou portrait. My brethren hath tried to warn me, but that butt thou hast maketh me so horny.
Totally amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. What do we want to talk about today? Goodness gracious, there's so much on the table. So much on the table. And here's the thing. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be impressed with all of my predictions. Now, I don't want you feeling bad. I don't want you feeling as if you didn't understand. You didn't see it coming. You may have seen it coming too. But as the show goes along, I will reveal my secrets. And if you can follow along, if you can keep up, well, good for you. So let's begin. I started the other day. Well, I didn't start. I did a very long series about the Oscars. And I did it because I wanted you to understand how big that was. We even put that out on our newsletter. And I hope you're signed up for the newsletter. I hope you're signed up for the Flick Fest. Yeah, I got to tell you, even after I made the appeal the other day about getting signed up for the Flick Fest, how important it was, people are still, ooh, you know, you're not doing it. And you should. I'm not chastising you. I'm just telling you, if there are many things that I do to support the cause, because, just because. Anyway, going back to the Oscars, I was explaining the importance of what's happened at the Oscars the other day, the fact that it was hostless. They didn't have a host because nobody can qualify to be the host of anything anymore. If they dig back 2 months, you're toast. The woke generation is so woke, they can't find anybody to do anything. You know, I mean, you're flawed. You're too flawed. And see, we were the sanctimonious ones, right? The Bible-thumping religious guys. But we're if we had some big awards for the Flick Fest, I would just hire somebody that I think is pretty cool. Maybe I'll get Denzel. But flawed or not, you're not going to cancel us.
Kevin, he's flawed. He's divorced. He's done this or whatever.
Okay, fine. He's still going to be the host. But you can't do that anymore on the left. So they had no host. They were going to speak up for women's issues and all that. I don't want to redo the show from yesterday, but I think we do need a bit of a recap. But the reason why I'm bringing all this up is it validated everything I said. I didn't know the numbers, but I made a prediction before the Oscars ever came. I said it'll be the worst Oscars yet. I don't know the numbers. I didn't know them at the time. I know them now. But I'm saying I knew it would be the worst one. And what I'm also telling you is that Hollywood is losing its glamour. It's losing its luster. They are tarnishing themselves. Because every time they open their stupid mouths, they go, the nation and the world go, God, they're stupid. Wow. They're so pretentious and stuck up and sanctimonious. I want to use that word because that's what we get called all the time. They are outing themselves. And look, these award shows have been going downhill, but there was a time when you looked forward to them. I'll be honest with you. I want to watch these shows. I do. I want them to be meaningful. You ever watch something that moved you on TV and you thought, wow, what an amazing thing that this person can emote and move you or make you laugh in a way and took you away from your life? The Oscars was a drug that when you go to the movies, it's like a drug. You get to suspend reality for a while, and it's a legal drug. Not anymore. You don't feel that way anymore, at least I don't. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, and you will see my brilliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every week, I make a series of predictions. You know, just speaking out loud on the show. Sometimes you guys hear them. And then sometimes I just make them to other people. I'm on other media, things like that. Like, for example, the number of people who get shot and killed in Chicago. I pretty much, you know, I'm within range every week. I'll say, oh, there'll be between 20 to 30 people that will get shot and between 3 to 8 people who will be killed in Chicago. Pretty good range. And you might, Kevin, that's a big range or whatever. But, you know, call it what you want. I still think it's a pretty good prediction. I know you predicted too. That's what makes us brilliant. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I predict things like the Biden administration would do at least two stupid things and get caught doing it publicly. Mm-hmm. That's on the agenda today. I predict that the media will cover up various subjects in hopes that we'll forget about it. You want some examples? When's the last time you heard something about, oh, Andrew Cuomo? What about Hunter? Where's Hunter Biden? Where's he vacationing? Where's he spending all that newfound booty that he got for his book? Where do crackheads go? Where do crackheads go? I don't want to go all Whitney Houston on you, but I want to know, where do the crackheads go to celebrate? Do they go to the crack house? Is there a Jeffrey Epstein Island for crackheads? Oh, my goodness. You get the picture, though. I get proven right almost every time. I can tell you, if I were to write down what's in the news cycle, what's going to be out of the news cycle, what lies are going to get told, how they're going to spread, you know, try to make you believe something. Right now, one of the big deals with Biden is he's very youthful. He's out there. Look at Biden, boy. And it's because he's dang near in death. When whatever they tout, you can know that something's up. Something's up with Cuomo. Something's up with Hunter. Something's up with whatever's out of the news cycle. You can bet there's a cover up. There's a conspiracy behind it. Don't feel like you have your tinfoil hat on. If you got a tinfoil hat, you're smart in America. It's like having a bug out bag or a place to go. If you're prepping now, you're brilliant. Like me. Anyway, I spoke of the Oscars the other day, and I want to finish on this. Because what I've predicted and what I've been telling you guys is we're winning. And if you look at media, you don't think we're winning. Biden proposes this, and it's antithetical to what you believe it should be. Biden proposes such and such. Okay? What's that got to do? Look at anything common sense wise and tell me what Biden proposes fits it. It doesn't. We'll talk about the nuclear deal with Iran and things like this, and I'll back up these points. But I want to finish talking about the Oscars because you're winning. It's evident. You can see it. You just have to know what to look for. And I gave you the hints yesterday. I told you they didn't have a host. Why? Because no host is worthy. Nobody's worthy. The Oscars don't have a Jesus that they can put in front of an audience who is without sin. And you think about how forgiving they are, right? The woke generation. No, if you know why nobody wanted that gig? Because they didn't want to go through the introspection it took to get it. I played the clip of Ricky Gervais talking about him and saying, you're a bunch of pretentious morons. And he says, this will be the last time I host. And he knew it because he was going after him. You know what happened to that lefty? He got fed up with his own people. Sarah Silverman, fed up with their own people. Leftists are fed up with themselves. They can't do anything. I was at an event somewhere. I don't know who the heck I was. But I was making all kinds of racial jokes and stuff to this conservative audience. You want to know why? Because they can take it. They were videoing. Video me. I mean, not in a negative way. They were like, oh, Kevin's going to speak. And I did. They were videoing me, and I was okay with it. Because you know what? I'm not going to apologize for making my racial jokes or talking about, you know, whatever it is. Whatever I decide to talk about. Your feminist attitude, whatever. But the Oscars, they can't do it. Then they were going to be woke. We're going to cover women's issues and minority issues, you know, marginalized people issues and international this or that. And then Anthony Hopkins beats out the sob story of Chadwick Boseman dying last year. And the Oscars are like, oops, oopsie, white guy won on merit. And so that was another one. I mean, there were all kinds of inconsistencies. Don't wear the mask on camera. I told you guys that yesterday. We'll talk about masks today and fraud, Dr. Fraudchi, some more. Because why shouldn't we? I'll prove to you I am a sage, I am a guru, a yogi, whatever it takes to prove to you that I know what I'm talking about. And you know what you're going to find out? You're pretty brilliant yourselves, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. All we got to do is expand the audience. But we're going to keep delivering this whether we have one person listening or a million people listening or 10 million people listening. Pandemics, First, and hopefully only, Academy Awards never stood a chance on Sunday's hostless Oscars. Drew a 1.9 rating among adults, 18 to 45, 9.8 million total viewers, setting new record lows, according to the earliest available data from Nielsen. Pretty soon, they're going to start telling Nielsen, hey, look, let's treat this like we did the Joe Biden polls, okay? Let's not let people know the truth. Give yourselves a hand, America, for not listening to these absolute vile lefties drone on and on about their various causes and whatever. It's become a joke. Let me tell you what this thing is. It is a joke. It is a joke. But I want you to imagine, oh, good Lord, if they got 9.8 million people to watch that show and it was horrible in the demographic they want. What if the Flickfest, my little site, had its award show, and we got 20 million people, and 5 million of them were in that coveted demographic. What if? What if we were shoving that in their faces right now? They keep talking about these being the initial numbers, but they said there's a more accurate comparison that will come through. But here's what they said. Last year's Oscars on ABC managed a 5.3 rating, 23.6 million total viewers, according to Nielsen. At the times, those were both record lows. And that 2020 live celebration of film happened before Wu Flu interfered. So yeah, they say, this never really stood a chance. It was the Wu Flu. Do you really believe that the Wu Flu is what made people not watch the Oscars? Because I don't. I'm not buying it. 60% decline in ratings from last year, and it was already taking a brutal beating. Congratulate yourselves, America. You're making that happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will present two sweeping proposals while speaking at a joint session of Congress tonight. Biden will again push his infrastructure proposal, which he calls the American Jobs Plan. He will also unveil the American Families Plan, aimed at investing in child care, paid family leave, and education. As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, an announcement is made by the Department of Homeland Security. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from the West Coast News Bureau.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Federal investigators are executing a search warrant at Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment. The New York Times saying it's part of a criminal investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal lawyer. The paper says authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A newly declassified document shows the FBI is continuing to abuse the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act program, including searching for information on people who have gone to the Bureau to report they were victims of a crime. The searches included looking for information for people who had requested to participate in the Bureau-run Citizens Academy program, a program for local leaders designed to foster greater understanding of the role of law enforcement. In other cases, people who entered the field office, which was not named, to report that they were victims of the crime, were subjected to the background search. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen that video 100 times. The video of Antifa Girl, better known as Moldilocks, getting clocked in the face like she just done talked back to Ike Turner. Now your head is spinning. You're getting all of these unfamiliar feelings. You want to clock her in the face, too. Is it okay to hit a girl if she claims that she's not a girl? Allay your discomforts. Get Obama Butt Balm. Try our extra strength formula. For Antifa snowflakes.
I so want to really make a product called Butt Balm. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're going to have some fun today. We haven't done a lot of our clips, so I figured why not get these guys working, having to keep up with me. Oh, my goodness. So, where are the protests? I'm just curious. Where are the? See, I've been talking about my brilliance and my ability to predict stuff, and I predicted this last week that there would be murders and there would be shootings and murders in Chicago. You know, somewhere around 20 to 25 shootings, and you know, anywhere from 3 to say 6 or 7 murders is pretty par for the course. It's still a little chilly there. So people aren't out. In the summer, I will raise my numbers a bit. But yeah, so I want to know where are the protests, and if you're asking me why, what am I talking about? I want to know where are the protests over this particular story.
Please put the guns down. Our kids want to play. Our kids can't even go out the door.
A heartbroken family pleading for the violence to end after a beautiful 7-year-old girl is shot and killed in a Chicago drive-thru.
So what will it take for leaders in Chicago and across our country to finally take action? Chicago alderman and former police officer Anthony Napolitano joins us now. You know, Anthony, we always hear Black Lives Matter. Does this little 7-year-old girl's life matter? Because you look at these liberal cities, and I'm starting to think the leaders don't think so.
Yeah, this is devastating. We lost a beautiful life this weekend, and unfortunately, she was one of 10 people shot in a 4.5-hour span. I think the only way to get ahead of this right now is if we can align the political agendas that seem to be against the police with the astronomical amount of people being shot in the street. If we take the 0.03% of people shot by the police and the outrage and protest for that, and intermingle it with the 5,800 people murdered, or I'm sorry, shot in our street. Maybe we can get people to come together community-wise and to actually protest or disrupt in the streets against this type of crime, because this is it's absolutely out of hand right now.
You want an Obama-era legacy? I give you an Obama-era legacy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, talking about the predictions I made. I know. Brilliant. Predicting that Chicago is going to have massive amounts of crime, which, by the way, I remind everybody, they're number 71 in the country in terms of violent crime. Number 71. The only reason why they don't get is the other cities. St. Louis is number one, just to put an example. It doesn't get as much attention because it ain't Chicago. Sounded like Chris. I was in Chicago. My daughters, dangerous areas of the country. One out of 10 people shot in a 4.5-hour span in Chicago, my kind of town. Yeah. Chicago was safer when Al Capone was running it. It's part of the big mafia thing there. What is there? Hey, by the way, where's LeBron James's tweet about this seven-year-old little girl who got killed in the drive-by? Where's LeBron James's outrage over this? Oh wait, I'm sorry. She wasn't killed by a cop. She was just killed by another black person. Oh, you know that lady that said, we need to stop killing people. My kids need to play outside. She's so indicative of the majority of black folks in America who just want their kids to be able to grow up normal without PTSD. If I get into all the aspects of this thing with respect to normal, it'll blow your mind. The upbringing of the average kid living in the inner city, it's pathetic. Kids that are afraid to go to school because they could get beat up, they could get robbed, they could get raped. I mean, they could get killed. Normal neighborhood stuff where your kids go play, forget about it. Anyway, don't expect LeBron to tweet every time a black person kills another black person. LeBron James has never tweeted on the number of children who've been killed in drive-by. There was a 12-year-old killed in a drive-by, where Rahm Emanuel was in the mayor, and he was telling the gang leaders, take it to the alley. You know, what are you talking about? Take it to the alley. Black kids are being killed in the streets practically every day. LeBron James has not tweeted about a single one, but let a cop shoot somebody and LeBron will tweet about it. Just like he did with that chick in Ohio who was about to stab another girl and he took it down. Why? Because the optics didn't look good for LeBron. People knew the jig was up. LeBron, how dare you? A woman was about to kill another woman. The cops yelling, stop. They call the cops. She's going to do it in front of the cops. And you want to tweet that it's the cops' fault that he saved this other woman's life? Was the other woman not warned, the one with the knife? Did she not know? Hey, look, there's a cop here. He could shoot me if I try to kill somebody in front of him. Yeah, LeBron's not worried about that. That doesn't interest him. Hey, I want to thank everybody who watched Bleeding Blue on Real America's Voice Network. We had a lot of folks watch it. The people who spoke to me, sent me notes and said, Kevin, spectacular film. Thank you very much. For those of you who haven't seen it, I don't know when they'll run it again, but if you do want to watch the film, it's bleedingbluemovie.com. we had a lot of people go to the site and actually pay to watch the film during that time. I guess you could watch it with commercials, or you could watch it without commercials, and they watched it without commercials. They decided to pay for it, and it allowed us to give a lot of police officers the ability to watch it, because what we want to do is get as many people to view this film as we can. So you can buy a cop a ticket. We call it give a cop a ticket, and a lot of people did. So we'll be able to let police officers, law enforcement officers, and their family watch the film. Chicago Murders. I'm going to play a clip just to give you an idea that Chicago isn't the big deal anymore.
We'll take a look at the numbers here in Chicago. Shootings are up 39% in the year-to-date. Homicides up 33%. Sadly, it's not just Chicago. Portland up 733%. You can take a look at that. That's homicides. Minneapolis up 82%. Philadelphia up 33%. Washington up 31%. So it's not just a Chicago problem.
Clearly. Welcome back, everybody. So 33% increase in the... in shootings, 39% rather, 33% increase in murder rate in Chicago. I remind everybody, number 71 in America, 733% increase in the murder, in the homicide rate in Portland, Oregon. Wow. I did a profile on Portland not too long ago, and I was like, when you think of Portland, you think of this, I don't know, I can't describe it, but it's Norman Rockwell meets something else. You know, like there's a Pacific Northwest feel that you think. And you don't think, Portland is not a city where you would expect the murder rate to be 733% higher than in a previous year. Minneapolis, 82%. You kind of expect that there would be an adjustment there because of the officer-related shootings of Chauvin, even though, quite frankly, it's stupid, it's silly. But that increase in murder rate has to do with what? Does it have to do with cops killing more people? Or might it be related to the fewer cops responding, wanting to answer the call, and the criminals that understand, you know what? They're not going to do anything to us. Do whatever you want to do. 33% increase in murder rate in Philadelphia. Do I have to remind anybody that these are leftist-run cities? Was it Minneapolis where the mayor got chased out? He got booed off of a stage. It's insane. 31% increase in murders in D.C. These are not minuscule numbers here, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing my uncanny ability to predict the news cycle, to know what's going to happen, to be able to tell you things in advance, and most people don't know. I know some of you do, but don't give yourself too much credit out there, okay? Actually, you should. You people are brilliant. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here. I know you're brilliant because you send me notes and things, and I say to myself, wow, you guys really, you got it together. You really do. You should be the people that are, that we're looking at policy for, right? Not the frauds, the fraud cheese of the world. I mentioned John Kerry the other day. I'm gonna we'll get more into him here in a bit, but I mentioned him because this is a guy that wants to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and he is Joe Biden's climate czar. And does he understand the science of that? What CO2 actually does, that it traps greenhouse gases and keeps the world warm. I alluded to it the other day, but we're going to delve a little deeper into it. Right now, we're talking about my ability to predict where the crime is going to be in America. I don't know if you've thought this through, but the crime rate seems to be going very high in places where leftists are in charge. I don't know if you put two and two together on that, but I've managed to do that. And if I'm doing it for you, you're welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You can thank me however you choose, but yes, you're welcome. We played a clip earlier. Shootings in Chicago up 39% from previous year, which they were already up from the previous year before that and before that and before that and before that. 33% murder rate up in Chicago. 733% murder rate increase in Portland. 82% murder rate increase to Minneapolis. 33% murder rate increase in Philly, and a 31% murder rate increase in D.C. And by the way, pick your city. We left out Baltimore. Go look it up. Here, let me tell you what you're gonna find. You're thinking, Kevin, how do you know this stuff? Pick Baltimore. Pick Cleveland. Pick Cincinnati. Pick L.A. Pick Detroit. Let me tell you what you're gonna find. Murder rate increased. Yep. I like saying murder rate. Murder rate. Because the murder rate is increasing all over this country. It will continue to increase as the Democrats and the leftists get their way and start talking about Black Lives Matter and all this other nonsense. And cops are they continue to talk about defunding the police, and police retire, and the ones that remain say, screw you, I'm not getting involved. And black folks will keep killing each other. And you know what? The old Negro Project of Margaret Sanger will be successful because black folks will kill off each other. Black leftists will. They're doing it all the time. Ask me if I want to be around my people. You know, no, I'll answer it for you. No, I don't want to be around them. I have family members I don't want to be around because they're hooligans. They're heathens and hooligans. They don't have a care in the world. They don't care about your life. They don't care. In my family, I'm known as one of the studious ones, the smart ones, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter what I'm known as. There are people in my family that would treat me like a stranger. I'm giving you the truth. I know this for a fact. And they're jealous. For all the wrong reasons. They're giving all them kids going to college and getting all of them working and stuff. He think he's something over there. I'm telling you, I have family members that have said that. Because my kids graduated and have good jobs, never went to prison. Look at him. Look at him over there. Mm-hmm. Think he's something. I think I told you guys a story where one of my friends, I won't say who, but he's got a... I think he was telling me that his uncle has three or four daughters. One daughter graduated, got her master's degree, got married in college with her husband, raising her kids correctly, etc. Good, you know, as I said, doing it by the book. And he made the comment that she thinks she's too good for the family. And I said to my buddy, I said, you know, that's his insecurity, right? He believes that she's too good for him. He says, my other daughters, you know, they down. They, you know, they can survive in the hood. He's proud that his other daughters are hood rats. They can survive in the hood. That's his barometer. Do they fit in with our people? Let me tell you, one of the most prideful things I can tell you is the fact that my kids don't fit in with black thuggery. They don't. They're uncomfortable with it, as they should be. Now, I trained them to be prepared for it. But at the end of the day, do you think that they're going to go, you know what, I'm going to go live in the hood because I'm going to be ginger? No. They're intellectuals that, you know, they're going to pass genes on that completely leave that life so far behind, it's ridiculous. I'm at that crossroads where I grew up in the hood. I know it. Not to the degree even that some kid that grew up in the tenements in New York or Philly, but enough to get by. And you know what my grandmother would be most proud of? That I don't have to live that life. They fought to get us out of that life. This is a parent who's fighting to keep his daughter in, and he's decrying the one who managed to get out. That should tell you everything you need to know about this guy. It's his own fear, his own insecurities. He's not smart enough now to keep up with his daughter. And instead of challenging himself to say, you know what? She got out. I'm going to help use her as a beacon to get my other daughters out. No. And keep in mind, well, you don't know this, but the other daughters, you know, multiple baby daddies, the whole deal. But they can get along in the hood, man, without people. I mentioned Chicago shootings. There were 4 people murdered. 20 others were wounded during shootings over the weekend. They did find the guy who gunned down that little 7-year-old girl. But 20 shootings. And let me just give you, I love reporting these because I want you to understand this ain't cops doing it, right? Earliest shooting reported over the weekend was a homicide involving a 27-year-old man who was discovered lying in the street. They tell you where, unresponsive, bullet wounds in his leg and stomach, pronounced dead at the scene. So far, they said the shooting victims range in age from 15 to 62. Murder victims were 27, 30, and 36. Fourth person's age has not been identified. Yep. So, you want to know who shot the little girl? 18-year-old Marion Lewis at a drive-thru in a McDonald's. She got killed the week before. 4 people, though. 4 more people died in Chicago. And get this. This is why I'm even talking about it. Tech moguls, I'm talking about the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Googles of the world, made their fortunes, and Netflix, I'm including Netflix, donated at least $7.5 million to groups tied to the BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors, who in turn has publicly backed their policy goals. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, and Patricia Ann Quinlan, the wife of Netflix's billionaire CEO, all gave generously to Cullors PAC and associated charities, according to the New York Post. Cullors, for her part, has strongly advocated for net neutrality, a policy that financially benefits online content providers. So what they've done, folks, is they've paid off Cullors. So she will be their barking lapdog whenever anybody brings it up. It's racist. She will yell. She's the new forget Al Sharpton. Forget Jesse Jackson. They are chili pimps compared to this chick, Patrice Khan Cullors. She's a con man. And you watch her interviews. I don't know anything about, I didn't study body language, any of it. I'll tell you what I know, within 5 seconds of viewing her, she is a con man. That's what she does, cons people. So, these guys want to protect themselves. They need an attack dog for when things don't go their way. And they need a rationalization for why they kick people like me off, because I'm not a con. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to ask questions on my page to get people's responses and things like this. And they say, no, no, no. We only want the con men and con women. But let me tell you, black folks like Patrice Khan Cullors, crabs in a bucket. They will pull you back in. Somebody will be the downfall of that girl, somebody around her. Trust and believe. Project Veritas doesn't have to put anybody on her. There will be some people to bring her down who are in her midst.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.